Okay, welcome to our first podcast from the Oscars this evening. Rick and Amanda are in the back seat, and we are driving to the Oscars. I'm going to drive, so I'm going to turn the microphone over to Rick, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his strategy for the Oscars and some of the people he's met and talked to and who he wants to meet this time at the Oscars.
We kind of got to make out the piece. Back here. This year's a little bit of a slow year for me. As far as wanting to meet people, I would like to meet Jeff Bridges, because I've always liked him a lot, and I think he's going to win the Oscar anyway, so cool to meet him. Quentin Tarantino I like to talk to. I've actually did meet him a couple of times at other Oscar things, but he's really cool. I like him. Amanda, anybody you'd like to meet? Those are the two top people. There's other people I wanted to meet this year, but they weren't nominated, like Paul McCartney didn't get the nomination for Best Song, that was a drag, and Mike Tyson for Best Documentary didn't get nominated, although he won the Golden Globe. So those two guys I really wanted to meet, but they're not going to be here. You know that. So you can tell me who you are meeting.
Well, I also would like to meet Jeff Bridges. I also would love to meet Hans Zimmer because I'm such a huge fan of his soundtrack.
You've met him before?
I've never met him.
I know Hans. I work with him. Okay, well, that's
what did you work with him at?
Prince of Egypt. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. Very nice guy.
I'm trying to find James Cameron.
Anybody else? Meryl Streep, we've met. The thing is, we're such veterans that
we have just, Amanda tell so the. I want to hear the Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie story from last year.
This is your good
from
story.
Last year.
This is going to be a hard one to tell. I saw Angelina Jolie coming out of the restroom, and I went over to talk to her and say, "If there's one person here I want to meet this evening, it's you. And I'm a huge fan of your work. I have a lot of respect for you as an actor." And I said, "Oh, that's really sweet of you. Thank you so much. What's your name?" I said, "Amanda." She says, "Amanda, well, you have a good rest of your evening." And then she gave me a hug and then she walked away. And that would be great. I had talked to Brad briefly while I was waiting for her to come out of the restroom. It was nice, but he was very cautious. He was kind of looking around for Angelina, making sure nobody jumped on her when she came out. So it was interesting.
Now, I want to hear Rick tell this story because the way I tell it is the way that I want to remember it, which is Slumdog Millionaire. Last year.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
And Rick wanted to meet the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire guy. And anyway, he found all of them, the entire cast, in the bathroom.
Trapped in the bathroom.
I claim he waited outside of a stall, but I'll let him tell the story.
No. I was actually in the bathroom, just going to the bathroom. And just going to the bathroom, and I hear these guys mumbling about how nervous they are. Are you nervous? No, I'm not nervous. I am. So am I. Really am. So am I. Anyway, I look over to my right, and there's the four Slumdog Millionaire guys in each urinal. There's four of them. It's the game show guy, the main character, his brother, and I forget who the other guy was. But it's like, you know. And so I thought, you know what? I'd love just to say hi to these guys because I really love that movie. I thought they're great. So I just washed my hands. It took really like a long time to do it. And so I finished, and then they kind of finished, and they went and washed their hands. They're still talking. And I sort of stayed inside. And then when they were done, I just talked to each one of them and said, you know, you guys are amazing, and I love that movie. And I shook all their hands and met them, and they're really nice. And I said, you know, I think you guys are going to win. Oh, no, this is just so fun to be here. And the main guy, I forget his name now, but he was like, I said, you know, I put my hand up to shake his hand. He goes, oh, no, I have cream all over my hand. I just used cream on it. I said, I don't give a crap about cream, man. So he shook my hand, and anyway, I wished him luck. And anyway, then he ended up winning, but it was great.
Okay, but the answer, the question that all of our podcasters want to know is, which one finished peeing first? Is it Dev Patel? That would be my guess.
Which is the guy?
The main guy, the adult kid.
I think it was actually the game show.
The game show guy finished peeing first. Well, that's great. And speaking of, this could turn into Oscar peeing stories, but I also think, didn't you go to the bathroom with Paul McCartney?
No. I met Robert Redford right out of the bathroom.
Oh, there you go. Robert Redford
right out
of the bathroom.
That was a big one.
Tell that story, and then I'm going to start driving again, but you tell that story, and then also I'd like to hear the story of the bar at the Oscars, okay? Thanks.
Okay. Anyway, the Robert Redford story was just basically he was in the bathroom, and I had heard that Robert Redford was in the bathroom. This is the year he got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Oscars, so I said, I really want to meet him because I've always loved him, you know. So anyway, I just kind of waited casually outside the bathroom, and he came walking out, and he was putting his coat on, and I just walked up and said, how much I loved his work, congratulations on your award, and he was like, oh, thank you, that's really nice of you, what's your name? oh, nice to meet you, and that was it, you know. But it was just really cool to meet him because I always really loved this stuff. And the bar thing, I mean, there's tons of bar stories. Different people I've met. Two of the highlights are probably, let's see.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah, he's kind of in the corner with his mother, just huddled in there all nervous, eating a candy bar with his mom. And I walked up to him and told him, help me jump up to his performance. And I said, I hope you win. He goes, oh, no, I'm not going to win. I have no chance at all winning. I said, well, even if you don't win, I hope, you know, I'm sure you're going to win eventually. So good luck. And then 10 minutes later, he's up on stage and making out with Halle Berry. So,
last year, we saw Ron Howard. John Singleton.
I met Clint Eastwood one year. Talked to him for a couple of minutes. He was really, really nice. Julia Roberts, met her. Talked to her for a couple of minutes. Really super sweet. Just, you know, super friendly. Really, really, really nice. Who else? I mean, there's lots of people you meet in the Martini Bar. So, you know, that's kind of the place to be.
Tell them where we are right now and what the drive is.
We're waiting at the corner of Las Palmas and Santa Monica. We're waiting to turn right, and then we're going to head down Highland,
where there'll be tons of protesters.
Tons of protesters for whatever reason, and religious fanatics. With that, what's the 6:13? Is that the
John 3:16? I think John
3:16. Read the Bible from back to front. Anyway, that's going to happen. And let's see, Amanda, I want you to tell the audience at home about your meeting Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, I made several attempts to try to meet him, you know, various times. Like, Joaquin, he just walked right by. Finally, I literally jumped right in front of him before, as he was leaving the restaurant.
Coming
I said, Mr. Phoenix. And he says, oh, yeah, hi. I said, hi, Express, I love your work, and you know, I think you're an amazing actor, and you know, really inspiring for other actors. And he's like, oh, okay, thanks so much. And he was just really kind of quiet and kind of kept to himself, and he kind of kept his head down as he walked.
I agree. Most of the people are really nice. There's a few jerks, but let's see. Among the jerks,
there we go.
There's only, you know what? I'm going to give you three jerks. They were not real bad, but just kind of jerky. Russell Crowe was a jerk. Just didn't want to talk to anybody. He was just all pissed off the whole time. Oh, Madonna was a major, like, leave me alone, don't look at me, kind of. This is several years ago with my brother. She was like, because she lost to, I think she was up for best song, maybe, and Celine Dion won. And so she was really kind of bitchy and crabby. Let's see, who else? Jack Palance, when he was alive, was kind of a jerk. Just didn't want to talk to anybody, like, leave me alone. It's the guy who used to host Talk Soon.
Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear was kind of not real friendly, just kind of like, he was standing all by himself, and I walked up and said, really like your work, congratulations, because he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. He's, oh yeah, thanks. And kind of like, I have to go. And he's like, left, which is weird. Anyway, so, anyway.
Thank you. Get all the way there, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
We do the round.
Does it have guns?
About.
Why are so many people lighting this place? It's not the big of the year, I guess.
Not at all. I mean, it used to be like.
I know.
There's more cops than. There's more people doing crowd control than there is crowd.
Maybe they really cut back on that.
It's just to be lined with people, though. Look
at Sir Spence's, though, so they
reason,
can't go beyond that now.
Why is that?
Yeah, so you can't go anywhere near this.
Have you done this before?
Nope, never done this before.
Okay, you're going to the Hollywood Bowl. This is your number. They had the same number. They'll be calling you.
Okay.
This is your meal ticket.
Okay, great. Thanks. Thank you very much.
And all of this is just straight up piling?
Right.
Right there.
Thank you.
You'll be hanging out there. Okay?
Thanks.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.